Today is the third Sunday of Advent, called Gaudete Sunday. And we have a few announcements. There will be benediction of the Blessed Sacrament today at 6 p.m. There will be blessing of articles after Mass today at the communion rail. Today is our bake sale in the hall. So please participate and enjoy yourselves. Next Sunday, Mass will be at 8 o'clock, as usual. But there will be question and answer in the hall after Mass. The O-antiphons are done this week, starting the 17th. So if you want to participate in that, you might find those and pray them with us. Next Saturday and Sunday will be your final opportunity to receive the sacrament of penance before Christmas. Also this week are the Ember Days. And if you don't remember what you have to do on those days, look it up and be sure that you are able to follow those and observe them. And please see the bulletin board for the Christmas schedule so you can be prepared for that. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety, but in every prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the gospel. Holy gospel for today's Mass is taken from the account according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 19 to 28. At that time, the Jews sent to John from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he acknowledged and did not deny, and he acknowledged, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They therefore said to him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What hast thou to say of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said Isaiah the prophet." And they who had been sent were from among the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou art not the Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John said to them in answer, "I baptize with water, but in the midst of you there has stood one whom you do not know. He it is who is to come after me, who has been set above me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to loose." These things took place in Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is Gaudete Sunday, and you know that this is a pre-Christmas celebration, because our Holy Mother, the Church, is so excited about the upcoming re-presentation, rebirth of Christ here on our altar in the Holy Eucharist and in our hearts, that she can't help but look forward to this big event with a celebration, almost as if it's Christmas now. And so we have many reasons to look forward to Christmas and to treat this as similar to the way we will celebrate on Christmas itself. There are possibly among us some very intelligent people. But whether or not there are, we know for sure there are many among us who think they are very intelligent. But it makes no difference if you are a genius, world's greatest genius. You could not come to the knowledge of the Catholic faith if it was not given to you by God. We cannot reason to the faith. It is impossible. We can certainly come to some knowledge of God by our natural reason. We can know that he exists, and we can know a great deal about him, many of his attributes, his qualities. But this is not the Catholic faith. Catholic faith tells us things that we have no knowledge of, that the Blessed Trinity exists, and that we have the Blessed Sacrament here, right in front of us. That requires the gift of faith. It is one of the greatest gifts God has given us. And it is one which is infinitely beyond us. We cannot possibly merit this gift. We do not deserve it. How often do we thank God for this unbelievable bestowal? Not often, do we? Possibly the reason that we do not thank him is because our faith is so weak. We do not believe as we should. This is one great thing that we have to be thankful for today: our faith. God has given it to you and to me. One of the reasons, there are many reasons why we have a weak faith, why we do not believe as we should. Number one is that we do not pray enough. That's the primary reason why our faith is weak. We do not pray. And when we do, we pray poorly. Our prayer has to be done correctly. You know this. We remind you of it. It has to be, first of all, humble. This is just one of the qualities of a good prayer. If our prayer is not humble, this means that we are proud and that God finds us repulsive. Why would he listen to our prayer if we come to him demanding something as if we have it coming to us? Remember, brethren, that humility is not an option. It's an absolute necessity. If we are not humble, we cannot be saved. First, because our prayers are worthless. We remind you of this often. We know you might grow tired of us reminding you of the need to be in the dirt and to enjoy it. But we know that you forget. We forget. We remind you often of many things. The need for spiritual reading. We know that some do not do spiritual reading. And we have told you often that this is not an option either. If you do not do any spiritual reading, or if you do not do it often, that means you do not take your faith seriously. St. John the Baptist today, who is our saint, he didn't belong just to these people who saw him and listened to him 2,000 years ago. He belongs to us. These things were written down for you and for me, because he was speaking to everybody until the end of the world. St. John is speaking to you and me. He's a great saint. These people came from all over to listen to him because of his great sanctity. They had such respect for him that they asked him if he was the Christ. They thought he was maybe the anointed one. And he says to you, to me, make straight the way of the Lord. Now, what does that mean? Make straight the way of the Lord. We might translate it as straighten up in our own modern lingo. He's saying, change your life. Take your faith seriously. Is your faith the most important thing in your life? That's why we were created. We weren't created first to eat, drink, and be merry, even though these things are necessary to stay alive, and so we must do them. But before all of these things, before breathing, we must pray. We were created first for God. Is this number one in your life? Does this, when your mind is free, even for a moment, does it go to God? Where does it go? Imagine how different your day would be if you remembered, even if you tried to remember, that God is present to you, that you are in God. Meaning, of course, that you are in the state of grace. Remember, if you are in the state of grace, this means that you have God's life. Remember, created share in God's life. Well, how can we have God's life in us if we don't have God? When we are baptized, before we receive his life, we receive him. God comes to us, and his presence gives us his life and takes away all of our sins because God is with us. So imagine how different your day would go if you remembered that God is with you, that you are in God, that you live his life, that you think his thoughts. When you think of the Trinity, that's God's thought. You can't think that without God. We hope that you try to remember during the day that God is with you. Do you try that? Do you try to do that? Do you try during your day to pray to him whenever you can? Let's not call it prayer. Do you speak to him whenever you can? And it doesn't have to be in words, remember? Do you try to live a holy life? This is necessary, brethren. If many of the saints were tiny, tiny children, is that not an indictment? If we are not living a holy life, if we are not speaking with God, if a little child, 4 years old, 3 years old, can speak with God whenever they are able to. Is this not an indictment on us? That we don't try? Blessed Anne, who lived not many years ago, basically in our lifetime, this little girl, 5 years old, said to herself, if I don't try to overcome my faults now, I'm never going to do it. It's never going to happen if I don't start now. She thought of this on her own. 5 years old, and she did it. This comes before all, comes before everything. Our life with God. Remember, brethren, he's more real than we are. We think of this as the real world. That's the way people speak. This, live in the real world. This isn't the real world. Here is the real world, right here. This is real. Everything else is going to disappear. This was just made a few thousand years ago. This is not real. This is make-believe. The real world is God's world. If you try, because this is the key word, to try. And God will help you. This is what he will do for you. He will come to you. If you persevere, He will make his presence known to you. You will feel his power, if not his presence. This is for certain. God does not only come to these big saints. Most of the time, he comes to us. Common, ordinary people who try. And he will help you speak with him. Prayer is very powerful, brethren. And even if we do not receive an answer to our prayers, and by the way, if our prayer is at all correct, St. Augustine says God has to answer us. He promised he would. So he has no choice. So we always receive some kind of an answer, even if we don't hear it. But even if we do not are not aware of any answer from God, remember that prayer will be rewarded. You have a reward coming for every prayer that you say. And it's a very powerful prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. We do. A few years ago, there was a priest who was visiting a man who was going to be executed. And he wanted to hear this man's confession. And this murderer said, "Scram. Leave me alone. I do not want to go to confession, and I don't want you here." And this priest said immediately a prayer to our Blessed Mother. He said it to himself. He asked our Blessed Mother to pray for this man. He did it in an instant. And then he said to the man, "I'm leaving now. But before I go, I just ask one favor of you. And then I'll leave you alone. Just say the Hail Mary with me." And as this criminal was saying, "Hail Mary," the first words, he immediately broke down and asked to go to confession. This is the power of prayer. Our prayers are answered in an instant. We don't hear it always. Pray, brethren. Pray often, pray always. Those are the words of Christ himself to you, each one of you. Pray always. So you see, we have many things to be thankful for today. We have given you many reasons to thank God and to have a great Sunday, Gaudete Sunday. The greatest gift that God has given us is his love. That he has loved us. And that he has given us the ability to love him. And when we love God, remember this, lastly, that our love for God is the same love that he has for himself. And that is hard to believe. that's what he has done. The gift of faith, the theologians tell us, the great saints tell us, that these virtues, gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and all the other virtues and gifts, they are the beginning of heaven, especially the gift of faith. They say that the gift of faith is the beginning of the beatific vision. This is what God has given us. And love is the same love that God has for himself. Remember, God is love. This is how much we live his life now. We have what we will have in heaven right now. This is the most important, one of the most important things we do in heaven is we love God. This is what we will do for eternity. And we can do it today, right now. You can begin your eternity. May God bless you.